pale soul. So pale, so you better just have some. You better just
bow.
Let's start the show. Good evening. Welcome back, guys. How you been? Guys, I was out last night. Had a pretty good time. And I saw that mad dash. You know the mad dash at the end of the night when guys are really scrambling to get some booty? It's like a game and the shot clock is running out. It's like football or something. Well, if you come up under incredible odds, that means that you've had a great moment in hookup history. And I salute you. And I salute all who have had a great moment in hookup history.
1983. Historic Abercrombie's. The setting for yet another classic standoff between sworn rivals. Just the sort of standoff that creates classic hookup moments. Bobby Hutchinson had spent the night trying to rush his way to pay dirt. Gina Morris. Both prior attempts by Bobby were stuffed by the tough defensive line that Morris traveled with. Left guard, Carol Dietrich, and right guard, Denisha Bear Bryant. A tandem that had racked up 14 cock blocks just a year earlier. With the defense momentarily sidelined, Bobby struck quickly, approaching the coveted Morris and winning her over with one of his hysterical video game references.
You give me Pac-Man fever.
With the defense returning and time running out, Bobby went into his hurry-up offense. Slowly but surely, Hutchinson wore down the defensive line with shots up the gut. With time running out, Hutchinson went for the game-winning score.
Gina, why don't you just come home with me?
No, we promised each other we'd all leave her together.
His attempt was blocked. But Hutchinson recovered the block and exploited the defense's biggest weakness.
You know, I got some pizzas at the grill.
All right. Pizza. I don't want no pizza.
And some weed, too.
Weed? Yeah.
Hutchinson knew he was home free. Victory was assured. That night, Bobby and Gina had drunken sex on top of her two passed out friends, technically making it a four-way. Bobby Hutchinson, yet another great player responsible for a great moment in hookup history.
The clothes were a throwback. They looked like Turbo from Breaking. I really got into that character, too. Because after he was done shooting, I cleaned up the set. I'm serious. They rolled camera on it. Folks, it is time for a segment that I like to call Real Movies, where you show the real version of what would happen in some of our favorite movies. You know, a lot of these movies get to be a little fake and phony, like you see Home Alone, and Macaulay Culkin is tricking these bad guys when you know any real robber would have shot the little dude, and the first 5 minutes, roll credits, the end. So we like to show what would really happen in some of our favorite movies, starting tonight with The Matrix.
Matrix.
ready to see what I want to show you, but unfortunately, you and I have run out of time. They're coming for you, Neo, and I don't know what they're going to do.
Who's coming for me?
Stand up and see for yourself. I can guide you out of there, but you must do exactly as I say.
Okay.
The cubicle across from you is empty.
Dude, you totally got me.
Well,
all right, gang, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Chappelle's Show.
You know, folks, in an earlier episode, we were talking about just the entrepreneurship of all these hip-hop cats, man. These rappers got their hands in everything. So I'm home the other day, and I caught this commercial. I don't know if y'all seen it, but this bugged me out.
The most precious thing in the world is the financial security and well-being of your family. You want to send your little ones to the best schools, and in the end, know that you've left them with peace of mind. Nowadays, we all know that cash rules everything around us. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. That's why it's time to enter the 36 chambers and step to the roof. Wu-Tang Financial.
So it's all about
at Wu-Tang Financial, we'll work with you to devise the best plan for you and your fam.
I mean, Smith Barney, bunch of bitches. Overtime parts. You gotta know how to jack this. You gotta play this game rough. You know what I mean? In, out, get, grab, bonk.
You need to diversify your bonds, nigga.
Let me tell you how it's blowing up. You're about to go to war, invest in some nuclear bombs.
This ain't trading places, nigga. This is real life. Protect your goddamn neck, all right?
Wu-Tang Financial, the place for you and your kids.
All of our trusted consultants are here to meet your needs.
Unfortunately, the old dirty bastard couldn't make it today, but he sent his regards.
So call us. Because at the end of the day, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with.
Step to the roof. Wu-Tang Financial.
Now, who could forget the timeless classic Pretty Woman? Where Julia Roberts plays a prostitute that lucks up and meets a millionaire and they fall in love. Well, let's see what happened in the real version of Pretty Woman.
I worked at a couple of fast food places. Parked cars at wrestling. I couldn't pay the rent. And I was too ashamed to go home. When I met Kit, she was a hooker and made it sound so great.
Okay. You gotta get the f*** out of here.
Hey. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and I promise we'll be right back with more Chappelle's Show.
That's right, it's me and a him. We putting it down, killer kill style, Gleason's jams. What you looking at? You ain't Brooklyn, you Shooklyn. Don't you know we doing our thing all up in Brooklyn?
Hey, gang. Hey, hey, welcome back. You know, folks, I'm really trying to encourage dialogue amongst the diverse array of people in America. So it's time again for Ask a Black Dude with none other than comedian Paul Mooney.
Why in the movies is the black guy the first guy killed?
That happy that's in that movie where he heals all white people, the big black runaway. He was throughout the whole movie. He only got killed at the end, which I hated. I hated that movie because I hated him and I hated everybody that wrote that movie. Black people are always worried about, like, in Barbershop. They better be worried about what they say in white films. White films go all over the world. Because I remember The Godfather, and I won't forget when they had the drug scene and they said, well, we don't do that. Sell it to the niggas. They should have had something to say about that. The camera's still on.
Black people want to go to black dentists, and do black people want to get buried by black undertakers?
That's funny. Stephen King. He almost said nigger. I read between the lines. I always thought dentists were dentists. I want them to black and white dentists, please. They can fix the teeth, cool. They can't, that's cool, too. That's kind of a weird question. And coming from Stephen King, that was very strange. You know, a horror man come on and ask a question about a nigger. That was already scary. I wrote a script for Stephen King. I have a Stephen King horror movie. Nigga with a Brain. We'll see how that scares people. A nigga's in school. How about that, Stephen?
Sex, sex, sex. See, the thing about sex is there's good sex and there's bad sex. This next piece is a special report on some bad sex. And I mean bad like Catholic priest R. Kelly bad.
And now a new Center 3 special report with Chuck Taylor.
Good evening. I'm Chuck Taylor. Tonight's top story, outrage throughout the community is yet another sex scandal involving boys and men of authority. Who is it this time, you ask? Jedi knights in a galaxy far, far away. Many of them are coming forward with allegations that the Jedi masters they studied under repeatedly sexually molested them over a number of years, and that the Jedi Council knew about it all along. In some cases, encouraging the abuse. To clarify, Jedi knights like young Luke Skywalker being sexually abused by Jedis like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay, we're getting word that Council Leader Yoda is having a press conference right now at Skywalker Ranch. We go there now.
Question here, Yoda.
Yoda, isn't it true you knew of these abuses in 1977?
Know about sex with boys? Yoda did not. Tired Yoda is. Resign, he will.
Yoda, then how do you explain the recently uncovered tape that seems to implicate you in a cover-up of Jedi boy touching?
Yoda, that was not.
Then who was it?
Mickey Rooney, maybe? Over this interview is.
Can we roll the footage of that tape in question?
Well, if he didn't want it, he shouldn't have worn that fancy parade.
Oh, about it, tell me. Transfer to bar. Oh. Get down, do you? Good blow, this is.
Appalling Yoda's behavior was. Well, that freak has me talking like him. Okay, okay. I'm being told now that Mace Windu, Yoda's replacement, is now at the podium. We go live.
I would just like to say that this council will have zero tolerance for any sexual deviancy regarding our Jedi Knights.
Mace. Question here. Mace, do you feel that the Jedis who committed these kind of crimes deserve to die?
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Strong words from Mr. Windau. News Center 3 has been covering this story for some time, and earlier today I caught up with the former Jedi Knight who first made these allegations.
My master said the Force was strong in me and gave me a wine cooler. Then he made me wear a blindfold and reach into his pants to look for the Force.
Are you sighing or are you just breathing normally?
I don't even know anymore.
Son, I know this is difficult for you, but could you show me on the doll where he touched you? Point it out.
Cut tape.
Miguel, you heard the man. Cut the goddamn tape. Just cut it.
I was just young and curious.
We may never know what really happened, but people on the street have been reacting to this news all day.
This never would have happened in the world of Star Trek, because the fleet commanders would not have allowed...
You can't prove that!
A simple statement of protest from an angry young geek. When we come back, gay droid marriage, should it be legalized? If this queer couple says yes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show. Please, don't go anywhere.
As Snoop would say, bitch!
Hey, guys, I want to thank you all for being with me tonight. I'd like to thank you at home for tuning in. And I'd like to thank my guest, Killer Mike. You guys are the greatest. I'll see you next week, God willing. I'm out. Yacht!